sponsored by Pfizer.
It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everybody. From the Bob DeBenny Sports Center in Lincoln, it's time for Class D2 State Tournament. Round one action, the quarterfinals here today between Fall City Sacred Heart, the number 2 seed in the tournament, and the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes. They are the number 7 seed. Randy Gatula, it's been a long day of basketball so far. We've got a couple of games that are going to be played here yet tonight. The Irish come here. They're now the highest seeded team left in Class D2.
That's for sure. You know, John, we had the 9 o'clock game this morning with Johnson Brock. And so far, Southeast Nebraska, our coverage area, not doing that well. Yesterday, Diller Odell fell to Elm Creek 60-44. And then in that game at 9 o'clock this morning, the Johnson Brock Eagles, the number 1 seed, were upended by the number 8 seed, the Guardian Angel Central Catholic, 53-38, the final on that one. So we're down to the Sacred Heart Irish if we want to come back tomorrow and Saturday.
Well, we'll see what happens here. The Irish out here with the record of now 23-4 on the year. The Coyotes, they are 20-5 on the season. A little while back, I had a chance to visit with Sacred Heart coach Luke Stano. We'll find out his thoughts on tonight's game. We'll come back. We'll hear from the coach after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to our pregame show. Now time to visit with Sacred Heart Coach Luke Sanders. The Irish are back here to the state tournament. In Class D2, Coach, congratulations. 23-4 on the year. It's not been an easy year, but 14th consecutive trip, I think, to the state tournament now. Congratulations.
Thanks, John. That sounds really good. I mean, we say, like, that's our biggest goal is to get back here, give ourselves a chance. And, you know, last Friday night was a huge win for us, beating Wynot in that district final and getting back. So we're just really happy for the girls, really happy for the school community.
You can't really say you had an experienced team this year, but only one senior. That's you'd like to have a few more.
Yeah, for sure. We knew last year, you know, you lose McKinley Scholl, which was going to hurt. But it's a couple years in a row now where we just had one senior, which makes it tough. There was a couple years before that in 22 and 23 where we had groups of four seniors and four seniors. And, you no substitute for experience. It's a huge deal. But, yeah, I mean, it helps. And, these girls were here last year, so we do have a little bit of experience on our side.
This is something that I think why not probably try it last week. They weren't as deep a team as they have in other years where they've had 10, 11 players, but they ran eight at you most of the game. You, out of necessity, ran probably seven in the game, but you just don't have the ability to go that deep this year.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, we only have nine total, and all year we played about six or seven girls. That sub-district game against Humboldt, Daisy Witt got in foul trouble, so that was tough. Last Friday night, Hallie Jones sat almost the whole game, you know, so that was tough. I mean, we talk about staying out of foul trouble, but yeah, it was out of necessity where we had at least Reschke had a heck of a game last week, so that was important. But it'd be nice not to have to manage foul trouble. You'd like to be able to give girls, you know, just a normal minute or two break here or there. But the last couple of games, it has been easy.
Tell me about the Coyotes of Anselmo Myrna.
Yeah, it's kind of tough when you see those teams from out west. You don't know really what to expect. They're 20-5. You know, 20-5 is 20-5. They have a couple girls that really stand out. There's a Miller girl, I think, is number 22. She's their best player. She's averaging like 15. So we worked on stopping her a lot this week. They have another guard, 11 Thornton, that's like a shooter. So we've talked all week about not letting her get any clean looks. There's a Meyer girl, like number 24, I think. She's kind of their point guard. We hadn't seen her score a lot all year, but then last Friday night against Layton, she had a really good game and hit a bunch of threes, so that kind of got our attention. But looks like they play a lot of man, so we prepared for that. But then a couple weeks ago, they did play some zones, so you never know. They press a little bit, but, you get here, well, one game, just you show up and you hope you can make some shots, I guess.
We talk about this, I think, every year. We talk a little bit about it. 14 years in a row at state. Your girls at Sacred Heart start coming to state, turn to the girls and the boys when they're about, 2-3 years old, and they get here a lot. That's got to help.
It really does, that tradition and that experience, like a lot of these girls were water girls, in third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade. So they're around it, and I think that's huge. And then in junior high, they come and watch. I told the girls, we looked up Anselmo's history. They've only been here six times total. I think they were here in 2022. And then before that, it was 2006. So, I think that means a lot, just being here and, being around it, getting settled. There's going to be nerves. There's going to be nerves on both sides. But I really do believe that experience is a huge factor.
All right, just a couple of keys for tonight's game for the Irish.
Well, I think this is something we talked about last Friday night is we just got to make sure we don't turn the ball over. That 22, that Miller girl, she's a good defender. That Thornton girl, they get a lot of steals. So we can't turn the ball over, so we got to take care of it. They rebound well, so we got to take care of the glass. That's always a big area of emphasis for us. We try to win the free throw battle. And tonight it'd be nice if we not get in foul trouble. I hope I don't have to manage that.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Irish tonight.
All right. Thank you, John.
Back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
March is National Nutrition Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital reminds us all that a colorful plate is key to balanced nutrition. Adding a variety of fruits and vegetables to our meals provides essential vitamins and minerals to keep our bodies strong and energized. Whether it's leafy greens, vibrant berries, or crunchy carrots, every color brings unique health benefits. Small changes can make a big impact on our long-term health. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
And we welcome you back here to the Bob DeVaney Sports Center, where we are ticking off the final few sections before we get all the pregame festivities going here tonight at Bob DeVaney. And we'll find out who all the starters are and see how this thing is going to go here tonight. The Irish looking to make it back to the semifinals with a win tonight, and hopefully a state championship on a late Saturday night ball game over Pinnacle Bank Arena.
John, in that interview with Coach Sando, you mentioned the lack of numbers, only nine girls out there, and that's all going to change. Next year, they've changed the rules, actually, this year, the NSAA, that allows the eighth graders to come up for practice with the high school girls. So what took place this past year, the junior high girls in the eighth grade, and there are 10 of them, they were having their own practices in the junior high. Then when they got done with their practice, they were showing up for the high school practice. If all 10 of those girls go out next year, Sacred Heart will double the number of high school girls they've got out for varsity basketball. So that could be a big factor on this eighth grade class coming up for the future of Irish women's basketball.
It certainly is. All the teams are looking for extra players nowadays, no matter what level they're playing. Even up in Class A, we had teams cancel their schedule this year. Well, we got all the pregame things going on here. They're going to do the non-starters and the starters. While they are doing that, we'll take another two-minute timeout and be back here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farmin' City Supply is where you'll find it.
Farmin' City Supply is country poppin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farmin' City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
And again, welcome back here to the Bob DeVaney Sports Center. They're getting ready to do all the non-starters. Ready? All right, let's take a look at the starters for Anselmo Myrna, the Coyotes. As John said earlier, they are 20-5 on the year. They're coached by head coach Trent Kirchman. He'll go with Lily Thornton. Thornton is a 5'5 junior. She averages 9.3 points per ball game. Shaylee Coleman is a junior at 5'9, 5.5 points per contest. Kaylee Klein in the starting lineup. She is a 5'9 senior.
McKenna Miller, a senior, 5'8", is the leading scorer on this team. She averages 14.5 points per contest. And Rhiannon Meyer rounds out the starting five, a 5'9 junior, 9.8 points, nearly in double figures per ball game. John, the one thing I look at this starting lineup, they don't really have a lot of size. 5'8", 5'9", 5'5". There's really no big girls in there, no six-footers. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 23-4 on the year. They had a loss early in the year to Tri-County. Their other three losses were all to Johnson Brock. So 23-4 on the season. They're coached by head coach Luke Sando. He'll go with his daughter, Avery Sando, a 5'5 junior, 9.8 points per ball game. Dorothy Krause. Krause is a sophomore, 5'6, nearly 4 points per game. Daisy Witt, she's a junior at 5'6. She's averaging in double figures, 11.2 points per contest. Gentry Lechtenberg, the leading scorer on this team and the only senior on the roster, 15.2 points per game. And to round out the starting five for Coach Sando is Kelly Jones. Jones, a 5'9 sophomore, just over 6 points per contest on the season. And, you know, I think it's worthy of note that three of those four losses were to Johnson Brock. You take those games out of there, and against D2 competition, Sacred Heart's looking pretty strong here.
They only played three D2 teams all year. They play up all the time. That's got to help. Got up to the starters now for the Coyotes to be introduced. Looking here at some of the numbers in this ballgame. Washington Avery Sando warm up before the ballgame. She was pretty hot from the outside warming up, which means absolutely nothing. She has made 61 three-pointers this year, which is number two in a single season for the Irish. Five behind the school record for the girls. She might maybe get that tonight. And she has already 181 is second, and she's just moving up the ladder. She's 14 behind the post already, and she's just a junior.
Now we're meeting the starting lineups here, being addressed over the public address system. Once again, for the Irish, Avery Sando, Dorothy Krause, Stacey Witt, Jennifer Lechtenberg, Kelly Jones. Mark, we know everybody's healthy here, John. They've only got 9 players, not a lot of depth. Coyotes definitely with an advantage there. I think they have 14 suited. At least I've got 14 on my score sheet here. And Selmo Myrna, the Coyotes. Last time I saw them, they played Sterling and played the game in Grand Island. Sterling and Selmo Myrna. The Jets got the win that night.
All right, here's the handshake at midcourt, and we'll be ready to go here in just a couple of moments. The Irish win tonight. They move on to play tomorrow night at 7:45 against either number 3 seed St. Mary's or number 6 seed Archangel Catholic.
John, look at that crowd across the way. A good turnout. A lot of green people over there.
And a lot of blue people.
Yeah, that's kind of a bit confusing. The eighth graders all showed up in blue here, but we're ready to get underway. Class D2 State Tournament first round action. The Sacred Heart Irish and the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes ready to jump it up. And here to describe the first quarter of play-by-play for you is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Sheely Coleman will jump it up for the Coyotes against Gentry Lechtenberg. For the Irish, they're both 5'9". Irish control the tip to Krause off to Daisy Witt. St. Hart goes left to right as we look at it here. Court side at the Devaney Center. Witt gives the ball off to Lechtenberg. She's on the move, and the ball out of bounds, and it'll be knocked away by the Coyotes out of there.
Reaching in there and tipping that ball away from her was Thornton. Got a hand on it.
Lechtenberg will trigger from the baseline on the left side. Everybody lined up on that left lane. Bringing into the corner. Witt out top crowd. She got off to a good start in that district final Friday. And now Witt with the dribble out on the sideline. Looks around the defense. Keeps moving to the right side. Gives it to Krause. Little weave to the top.
Shot clock at 8.
Going to go back to Lechtenberg. Now it's Witt with the basketball. Off the right side. Krause fires before the buzzer on the rim. No good.
Allie Jones fighting the ball to the death, but can't get a hold of it. It's out of bounds to the Coyotes.
I hate to see that where they have to rush the shot to get it in before the 35-second shot clock. That tells you that Selma Myrnis playing some pretty strong defense.
Up the floor of their first possession, Rihanna and Myers with it. Off the left side with it to McKenna Miller, their leading scorer. Inside, go in, and a foul on Avery Stato as the ball went to the middle. And to the free throw line will go Kaylee Klein, a 5'9 senior.
On Stato, her first personal, first team foul on the Irish.
At the line, Kaylee Klein getting ready. Steps. Now she'll fire. It's on the way up and no good. She'll get another one here. Second one coming. Still waiting. Spins it. And the shot away. The free throw is up and good. And the lead, two. And Selma Myrnis.
Harry's down 1-0. They're going to have to come from behind now, John.
Looks like it. Off the left side, inside Lechtenberg, double team, fires too strong, got her own rebound, puts it back up and in, and the Irish reclaim the lead now, 2-1 on the Lechtenberg bucket. 2-1 safe at Hart, and up the floor with the ball comes Lily Thornton off the left side, gives the ball there to McKenna Miller. Miller. Pass inside. Oh, wide open. Somebody, and they blew the bunny. Getting the rebound back and drawing a foul, Rihanna Myers. Boy, somebody lost her on the defense for Sacred Heart.
Yeah, Myers found herself standing all alone under the bucket with the ball and couldn't finish on it.
Foul will be on Dorothy Krause, her first, and the first foul. Second foul on Sacred Heart here. So that was not a shooting foul. Bring the ball in and out of Miller. She'll fire up. No good. Rebound, Hallie Jones for the Irish. Will come the other way now. Quickly. Witt between the circles with the dribble against the man-to-man defense. Off to Stato. Stato, right side, Jones, top of the key. Right side, Krause back in the middle. And Witt fires a long three ball and drops it straight through the net. No problem there for Daisy Witt. And the Irish are up now 5-1 in the early going.
No wear and tear whatsoever on the rim, right down the middle.
Up the front with the basketball. Here comes Miller with it. Pass right side, hand the ball off Thornton, and a reach in. Held ball, Daisy Witt, and the ball will stay on the Coyote end here in the alternating possession.
Lily Thornton not happy with getting tied up there by Daisy Witt.
Ball will be triggered from the baseline. Everybody in a corner of the lane for the Coyotes. Bring the ball into the right side to Miller. Passes off. Now into the middle it goes, down the lane. Missed it short on the first shot by Coleman. And it was 21. It was going to be fine. We got the basket. And it's now 5-3, the Irish lead. Krause with it. Right side. Off to Witt for three from the elbow. On the flat iron, no good. Rebound, Hallie Jones to Lechtenberg. And she walks with the basketball before she can get it on the floor.
Well, they're playing some pretty tight defense over there. Lechtenberg tried to put a little head and shoulders fake on the defender and got tagged for the travel.
5:25 to go, opening period. 5-3, Sacred Heart. Man-to-man defense for Sacred Heart. Step out on it. Myers with it, and a ball taken away by Krause. Throws it ahead for Lechtenberg. The race is on. It's up. It's short. She might have got a little push in the back, but didn't see it. Will come the other way with the basketball and a takeaway by Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will bring it up herself. It's turnabout fair play. Into the paint, out to Stato. Three ball up, way strong. Shot up and the rebound. Krause grabs it for the Irish. Out to Lechtenberg. You thought about it. Now Witt will take it for three. No good on the right side. And again, the scramble for the rebound. Hallie Jones now to Witt. Throws it up short. No good. And the rebound will come down to the Coyotes. So the Irish, plenty of opportunities, just couldn't connect there. The other way we go, and a drive into the lane, and we're tied, and the bucket is up and good for Lily Thornton. And we've got a 5-5 ball game here. Sacred Heart to the front court. Stacey Witt calling out the play to Krause. They're going to do a little weave out top again. Throw the ball cross court. Bounce to Lechtenberg on the left side. Move to the right into the paint. Lost her dribble. Recovers it. Witt for another three on the rim. No. Rebound Jones. knocked away. She's on the deck of the Coyote. Held ball stays with the Irish this time.
John, I like what I see from Helly Jones. She's doing a great job battling for rebounds down there and giving Sacred Heart some additional shots at it. They just haven't been able to capitalize on all those shots.
Right. Come back the other way. Kraus is out for the Irish. Into the game for Sacred Heart. Now comes Elise Reschke, a 5'9 sophomore. Coyotes bringing Gracie McIntyre, a 5'7 senior. Inbounding Witt to Santos. Fakes a three, dribbles up, taken away, stolen away, and here come the Coyotes the other way. McKenna Miller with a left side, bounce pass down low, and a layup. 2 points for Shirley Coleman, and the lead goes back to the Coyotes now, 7-5. 3:47 to go in the first period. To the front, Witt around a screen out top to Lechtenberg, driving down the lane, a lot of contact. He lost the dribble, tried to push it out to Reschke, it's off her hand out of bounds. Third Irish turnover of this first quarter. Well, the ball comes in, and the Coyotes mishandled the backboard with no pressure back there. Now they get it to McKenna Miller. She'll bring it up, guarded by Dacey Witt. Witt, the junior. Dribble stop, picked up, and a bounce pass stolen by Lechtenberg. All the way in. Oh, Gentry up and good. And Gentry got away with one, Randy. He lowered the shoulder into the defender, pushed her out of the way. I think she got away with one.
Yeah, normally when you lower the shoulder like that, you're going to get the call for the offensive foul. Instead, she gets the basket and the and one. Who did they tag here?
I don't know. We'll look here in a minute.
I'll figure it out in a minute.
Lechtenberg at four and make it five at the line for Sacred Heart. And it's now 8-7, Sacred Heart. Foul will be on 22, McKenna Miller, her first. To the front court we go. Miller has the basketball on the left side. Dribbled once, picked it up. Now looks out the top. They'll reset with Lily Thornton between the circles. She'll move right. She walked with it. There's the call. And the third turnover now each way.
3:02 to play first quarter, 8-7. Irish up by one here in the Class D2 state tournament first round action.
Avery Sandel will inbound the ball for Gentry Lechtenberg, and the senior will work it up the left side of the floor. Looking to go right, she does. Off to Witt, top of the key, three ball, got it. Her second one of the ball game, and the Irish are now up by a score of 11-7 on the Witt three ball. To the front court, Brianna Myers gets the ball off on the right side to Thornton. Thornton moving, stops on the sideline, gives it up there to Miller. Miller backing in on Sandu, who hits the deck. Lean in, and he throw the ball up, and a whistle and a foul probably on Hallie Jones.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Jones for this one. And on Hallie, that'll be her first personal. Team foul number three on the Irish. 2:31 to play here in the first quarter. 11-7, Irish up by four.
McKenna Miller at the line. First trip there, and the first one is up and good. And it's 11-8.
Dorothy Krause back into the lineup, replacing Hallie Jones now.
Thornton will sit down for the Coyotes.
Myers,
ball
is that game, came back in.
Riley Schmitz.
Okay, Schmitz.
Free throw up, free throw good. Mary Miller. And it's now 11-9. Second Heart to the front court, Dacey Witt. Witt backing in, gets a screen by Lechtenberg. Off to Reschke, inside Lechtenberg. Oh, split two defenders, but hit the bottom of the rim on the shot. Rebound is grabbed up there by Myers. Myers, bothered by Lechtenberg all the way up the floor, throws it to the right side there to Schmidt. Schmidt driving down, kicks the ball back toward the top, and now Myers will reset. Comes to the left side and gives the ball up on the left side to McIntyre. Now they'll reset. Miller out top, back and in on Reschke, reaches in, bounce pass down low, off the hands of the Coyotes. Out of bounds, their fourth turnover here in this first quarter.
Under 2 minutes to play here now in the first quarter, 1:51 on the clock, 11-9, Irish up by two.
So the Coyotes back on defense, and the Irish bringing the ball up the floor. Witt and Lechtenberg with all the points for the Irish so far. Lechtenberg under the free throw line to Sando. Free throw circle jumper is on the rim. It won't go. And the rebound is grabbed by the Coyotes, Sheely Coleman. Coleman will give the ball up to the front court. Coming up the floor is Miller again. Miller stops the top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Inside in the paint. Gets it out of there are the Coyotes. Now they move the ball to the right side with it. Moving in there with the ball. Coleman again. Coleman surrounded by Irish defenders. 10 on the shot clock. Giving the ball up. And Miller for a long three. It's too strong. Off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Lechtenberg. She's on the run the other way. A minute to go in the first quarter. Over the left side to Witt. Back to Sando. Open three. Up. Right circle. Good. Avery Sando buries one. And the Irish are up 14-9. Come back the other way. It will be Coyote ball to the front court with 44 seconds to go in the first period. Miller drive to the baseline, reaching in. Reschke, and they're going to call a foul. Got her on the arm. Elise Reschke, her first foul. Team foul number four on Sacred Heart this quarter. Down to 38 seconds to play here in the stanza. Not yet shooting. Santa's got a foul. That's the one I was missing. The clock resets to 35 seconds on the shot clock. 38.7 to go in the quarter. Coyotes look and bring it in. Tipped away by the Irish by Lechtenberg. Ends up in the hands of Reschke. Reschke will give the ball to Lechtenberg, and the Irish can play probably for one shot.
Only 2 seconds differential game clock to shot clock.
Witt directing traffic off to Kraus. Kraus bounces across to Reschke. Reschke will give it to Sando. Avery, the junior, across court to Witt. They play catch, play a little keep away. Witt backs out on the left sideline in front of the bench.
Nine.
And now moves the ball to the free throw circle. Backs up for three. Short, no good. The rebound to the Coyotes. They wanted to fire it long. They didn't see it. And now they'll throw it up and a pass to the right wing for three at the buzzer up. No good. And that ends the quarter. It's Fall City Sacred Heart 14. And Selma Myrna Coyotes 9. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 the MSC Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance, ready to help with your buying or selling of real estate and making sure you have the right insurance coverage. Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance are located at 1608 Stone Street in Falls City. Founded in 1952, they're one of the oldest and largest firms in southeast Nebraska. So when you need to buy or sell real estate, considering a land auction, or need insurance coverage, see the experienced experts at Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Coyotes will have the basketball to start the second quarter, trailing the Irish by 5, 14-9 here. Coyotes start the second period. Randy Catula's got the action.
All right, thank you. Inbounding the ball, Shaylee Coleman gets the ball into Myers. Myers works to the right elbow with it. Backs it out to the top of the circle. Picked up her dribble. They come out to pick her up defensively. Kicks it into the right corner. That's Miller with the ball at the free throw line. Miller. Being covered closely there by Sando. Has to come back to the top of the circle to Thornton. Now with the basketball is Myers. Myers kicks it to the left elbow. Comes back over to Coleman. In the paint, there's a shot off the glass, up and off, no good. And the rebound down to Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg's going to push it all the way down the court. Holds it on the left elbow. Across court pass to the near side to Dacey Whiff. Irish up by 5, 14-9, 7:17 to play in the first half. Lechtenberg backs in, off the glass up, couldn't get it, got her own rebound, tries for a follow shot, she'll be fouled and will put Gentry Lechtenberg at the line. She'll be shooting 2 shots for the Irish.
Foul on the Coyotes is going to go on Myers. That's Rihanna Myers, her first and the first foul of the second period.
Gentry Lechtenberg at the line. She's 1 for 1 from the line so far tonight. Shot is up and good. The senior has 6 points now for the Irish, and Sacred Heart enjoying their biggest lead of the game, up by 6 now at 15-9. Gentry Lechtenberg gets set for her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it is off the back iron. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Rhiannon Myers. Myers outlet pass. She'll bring it across the timeline herself. Myers picks up the dribble. Bounce pass stolen away with the steal. Daisy Witt driving lay-in off the glass up and good. A little bit of a lazy pass there, and Daisy Witt picked that one off and went in completely unchallenged. Into forecourt comes Rhiannon Myers with the ball. Up to Miller it comes. McKenna Miller with the dribble. Lob into the paint. Stolen away again by Lechtenberg. And now a reach-in foul. Wait a minute. What happened here? Lechtenberg got the steal. Sort it out after we'll take a timeout. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
By 8, 17-9, 6:43 to play here in the first half. When play is resumed, they'll give the ball back to the Coyotes. I thought Lechtenberg had a steal. She must have stepped on the baseline, John.
The only thing I can figure out, no foul was called.
Coyotes inbound the pass to the right side of the bucket. They kick it out top to Myers once again. Klein couldn't get a look at it. There's another steal by Lechtenberg. If there's anything I've noticed, John, and Selma Myrna is not real crisp on their passing here, and Sacred Heart's been taking advantage of it, getting some possession changes.
And they've got five turnovers already in the game.
All right, inbounding the ball is McKenna Miller. Nearly another steal. The ball was loose on the floor for a moment. Almost taken away again. Miller kicks it to the right side. Shot is up, blocked away out of bounds. And a good job by Lechtenberg to get a hand on that ball and swat it away.
Lechtenberg's got four rebounds, three steals, a block, and 6 points.
Yeah, pretty active. McKenna Miller will inbound it. Baseline left side, top of the circle to Thornton. Thornton across court pass, right side Myers. Myers back up top to Miller. Miller on the right side of the lane. Guarded by, on the left side, guarded underneath there by Westengard, who's checked into the ball game now. Ryan Westengard in the game. This is D.C. Witt, down court for the Irish. Witt, bounce pass right side, Dorothy Krause. Krause, one dribble, back to the top of the key, Lechtenberg. Driving, laying up, off, no good. Jones tried to bat it away, the ball pulled down by Kaylee Klein. Klein, down court in a hurry with it, working down the right sideline is Myers. She stops the dribble, hands it to Miller. Miller, driving, layup, got it, and she'll be fouled. McKenna Miller with the layup and drew the personal foul. She'll be at the line for the and one.
I'm waiting to see. They're going to put the foul on Gentry Lechtenberg. That will be her first foul of the game and the first foul of the quarter on the Irish.
McKenna Miller is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. Has 4 points so far in the ballgame. Here shooting one shot. The free throw is up. It is in and out. And the rebound comes down to Gentry Lechtenberg. You get the feeling that the senior came to play tonight. Lechtenberg is all over the place. Here's Daisy Witt. Had a screen set there by Jones. They go into Jones with it. Back to the top of the key. Lechtenberg, little floater, in and out. Jones tips the ball away. Fighting for it. Safe from going out of bounds. And it goes off of Jones. That was a great effort by Lily Thornton down there, John.
Yep, good hustle.
Thornton,
ball just bounces the wrong way for you.
Thornton grabbed that ball and was able to flip it back in off of Jones's foot. And it'll go back to the Coyotes. 17-11, Irish up by 6, Coyotes basketball. Myers with the ball, goes to the right side of the free throw circle, takes it deep in the corner, baseline right side, dribbles in, tries for a jump shot, it's up and off, no good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Not sure who they got, John. Maybe
Daisy Witt could call for the foul. Daisy will pick up her first and the second team foul of the quarter on the Irish.
That puts back to the free throw line, McKenna Miller. She's 2 out of 3 from the line, has 4 points. Here shooting 2. First one is up and good. Miller now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She averages 14.5 points per ball game, the leading scorer on this Coyote team. McKenna Miller, second free throw is up. This one is in and out. And a fight on the rebound, a whistle, and the foul is going to be called, I think, on the Coyotes.
Should be on Kaylee Klein with the foul. She has that look about her.
Klein's first personal. That's the second team foul of the quarter. Lechtenberg will bring the ball up court. Crosses into the forecourt and comes on the attack. Bounce pass goes to Jones. Jones holds it a minute to Witt. Witt for three. Off the iron. Nope. And the rebound comes down to the Coyotes. Miller will push it down the court with a pass into the corner. Baseline right side to Myers. Across court skip pass. Left side long three up off the glass. Put up by Thornton. Couldn't get it. Rebound pulled down by Elise Reske. Reske outlet pass to Lechtenberg into forecourt. Gentry Lechtenberg going to take it all the way in for the layup and got the foul. Lechtenberg will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
She's forcing the action, driving into that middle and not committing offensive fouls.
And Coleman is going to be tagged, I think, John.
Yes. Coleman will get her first and the third team foul of the quarter.
Lechtenberg, two out of three from the line tonight. Here shooting two, she got the first one. Gentry Lechtenberg, 7 points now in the ballgame for the Irish. Sacred Heart back up by six, 18 to 12. 4 minutes, 41 seconds to play in the first half, second quarter here at the Devaney Center. Gentry Lechtenberg, second free throw is up. It's good. She hit them both. Lechtenberg now with 8 points for the Irish. The lead is back to seven at 19 to 12, 4:41 to go. Coyotes basketball, they'll play it in and bring it up court. No pressure being applied by the Irish. Rhiannon Myers on the dribble this time. Myers met at the top of the circle now by Dorothy Krause. Bounce pass to the right elbow. Miller with the ball. Underneath they go. Spin move into baseline. And a foul is going to go on the Irish. They put the ball into Kaylee Klein. It looked like Klein was out of control under there. Falling down, and the Irish got tagged for the foul.
Casey Witt picks up her second foul, the third foul of the period on the Irish.
Not a shooting foul. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own bucket. Lob pass comes in. Up top it goes to Myers. Myers gets a pick, goes to the right elbow, finds Miller, and that's going to be an offensive foul. He's going to be tagged on Lily Thornton, John.
Thornton set a pick out there trying to make a screen for her teammate and gets called for the offensive foul. Fourteen foul in the quarter.
The lead is seven for the Irish. Sacred Heart up 19-12 with 4:22 to go in the first half. Gentry Lechtenberg on the dribble into forecourt. It's a pick set there by Jones. A little pick and roll. Back up top to Sando. Sando bounce pass to Jones. She's double teamed in the paint. Sando for three. Short off the front of the rim. People chasing after it. A whistle. And we're going to get a foul, I think, on Reske, probably.
I don't think so. No, it is. I thought they were going to call it on Lechtenberg coming in there late. But that's the 14th foul. Second on Reske.
And there's still 4:05 to go in the quarter, John, with 14 fouls on the Irish already here. Actually, both teams have 14 fouls now. Into forecourt, here come the Coyotes with the basketball. Myers handles it, stolen away, Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg feeds it across. Krause driving layup, got knocked to the floor. Boy, that was quite a collision as Krause went up for the layup. The defender stepped in front of her, and Dorothy Krause is going to be at the line to shoot two shots. I think they're going to get Rhiannon Myers.
Krause looked like she was taken off like Superman that time when she started to lean across there.
Was it Myers?
Myers' second foul, and now the Irish shoot free throws the rest of the half.
Dorothy Krause shooting two. First free throw is up and good. That's her first point of this 2025 state tournament. Just a sophomore, Dorothy Krause. Always good to get that first point in the scorebook, John.
Yep.
20-12. The lead is eight. This would put him up by nine if she can get it. It's short. Jones tries to save it. Got away out of bounds. And that equals the biggest lead of the ball game, doesn't it? Eight here for the Irish.
It does.
20-12. Sacred Heart is up with 3:49 to play here in this second period. On the dribble comes Lily Thornton with the ball. Left-handed dribble, left side of the lane. Puts it inside at the free throw line. Jump shot, Miller in the paint. Hits up and off, no good, but the rebound comes right back down to the Coyotes. They clear it back to the top of the key. There's a driving lay-in floater off the glass, no, and grabbing down the rebound again is Jeffrey Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg is so active tonight. Oh, Sando almost lost the ball in the corner. Avery recovered the basketball down deep on the left side. Brings it back up top now to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg on the dribble. Jones got knocked to the floor, and I think you're going to get an offensive foul.
No. Defensive foul. Oh, McKenna Miller ran over.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she ran flat, ran through.
Miller gets called for her second. So Jones will be at the line. That was quite a collision. I wasn't sure that
Hallie was set. They just flat ran through her.
Well, that's a good job for Hallie. Hallie shooting two shots. She has not scored yet tonight here at the Devaney Center. The first free throw is up, and it's good. Jones, a 47% free throw shooter, John, and that looked awful good down the middle.
I'll bet it's over 60% the last month.
There we go. Jones ready for her second free throw attempt. Shot is on the way. It's up, and it is good. She got them both, John. It's a 10-point lead. Double-digit lead for the Irish, 22-12 with 3:13 to go here in the first half. Now the Coyotes down by 10. A little bit of a sense of urgency. Miller with the ball, puts it into the corner. They try to drive the baseline on the right side. Ball tipped away by Krause and stolen. Sano got the steal. Avery Sano down court, running away from the defender. Feeds to the baseline left side to Krause. Krause puts it right back up top to Sano. 2:50 to go. Sano has the ball knocked away into backcourt. She'll chase it down. Good defensive effort there by Lily Thornton. Now Lechtenberg has the basketball. Again, Jones sets the pick for it. You notice when Jones, there's a shot up by Sano that's short. When Jones sets that pick and roll, they're not picking her up. If they want to give it to Jones, she's going to be okay there in the lane. Under the basket at the other end, fast break. Under there is Klein. Klein kicks it out to the left elbow, a long three that's off the rim. Struggle for the rebound, and they're going to get one of the Irish girls fighting for the rebound here.
It's going to be Jones or Lechtenberg. And it's Gentry Lechtenberg picks up her second foul. And now it's free throw time for the Coyotes.
At the free throw line, Kaylee Klein. She has hit one out of two from the line tonight thus far. Here shooting two shots for the Coyotes. Kaylee Klein, 5'9 senior. First free throw is up, it's off. Would not go for it. She'll have another attempt coming. Back is Ryan Wessengard back into the lineup now, the freshman. Into spell. Who's out? We got
Lechtenberg.
Lechtenberg's taking a free throw. Okay. Second free throw coming up for Klein. Shot is on the way. She got that one to fall. She now hit 2-4 from the free throw line and has 4 points. That trims the lead back down to 9 now. Lechtenberg taking a breather here with 2:19 to go in the first half, and the Irish up by 9. Avery Sando to the right elbow in the corner. Wessengard had an open look, didn't want to take it. Freshman a little bit timid here in the state tournament in the Devaney Center. Now Ryan's got the ball back again. Feeds it to the left side. Reske. Wessengard on the dribble. Again comes to Reske. Shot clock at 10. Jones in the paint. There's a long three by Sando off the glass. Rebound, Dorothy Krause. Follow shot, no. Rebound, put back, no. Rebound, Krause, no. Rebound, Krause again, puts it up, no. Four shots under there, and they came away empty-handed, John.
Krause got three rebounds that time.
1:36 to go in the first half. Irish up by 9. Here's a steal. Dorothy Krause for the run-out layup. Up, couldn't get it. The ball, she got fouled, though. She'll be at the line to shoot two.
No, I don't think so.
They're going to say it just went out of bounds?
Say it went out off the Coyotes. I'm not real sure about that.
No, I'm not either. That's not what I saw.
I'm pretty sure Avery Sando was the last one to touch it from here.
Hell, Irish get the basketball. A new shot clock, 35 seconds. They come out to Dorothy Krause with the basketball. Krause finds Avery Sando on the left wing. Sando trying to push a defender away. Jones sets a pick for Wessengard. Ryan Wessengard works into the paint. She'll try to go up with a shot. Got it blocked. Coyotes on the fast break coming the other direction. This is Miller for the layup. Couldn't get it, but she's going to be fouled. At least it didn't drop. They fouled her there, John.
The Irish have got both Lechtenberg and Witt on the bench. They're two leading scorers on the season with two fouls each.
Who'd they get the foul for there? I missed it, John. McKenna
Miller
is at the line to shoot two. The first one is up and good. McKenna Miller has now made 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. She has 6 points in the game.
Avery Sando now has 2 fouls.
Sando got tagged for that one. All right, second free throw is up. It's good also for McKenna Miller. And the lead is back down to 7. Irish led by 10 momentarily. 1:05 to go in the first half. With the basketball is Sando. Sando works to the right side of the lane. Gives it to Dorothy Krause. Krause all the way in for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. Weston Guard with the rebound. Follow shot. Up and good for the freshman. Ryan Weston Guard, her first 2 points in the state tournament.
Strong rebound.
Yes, it was. Nice put back right in among a bunch of defenders. There's a steal by Sando. Irish with the basketball, 39 seconds to go. Sando at the left elbow. Bounce pass comes to Jones. Back up to Sando. Sando, long three, is short. Ball chased down, rebound, falling to the floor. Jones was in the area, and losing her bounce and falling was Rhiannon Myers, and I think Jones is going to get tagged for a foul.
Now he's going to get called for her second. That's Jones, Lechtenberg, Reschke, Witt, and Sando with two fouls apiece for the Irish.
Everybody's got two, but John Nixon and Randy Gatula. All right, at the free throw line. Rhiannon Myers, her first attempt from the line tonight. Shot is up, it's good. She got it. That cuts the lead now back to 8 points, 24-16. Irish up. Myers has the second shot coming. 27 seconds to play in the first half here at the Devaney Center. Myers, second free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. Irish have a chance to come down and play for the final shot of the stanza. 27.5 seconds to go. Weston Guard will inbound it and toss it into Avery Sando. Coyotes not putting any pressure on John. They're happy just to set back in their defense. Sando across the timeline. Comes to Dorothy Krause on the right elbow. Back up top to Sando. Clock winds down to 15 seconds. Krause again comes to Sando. Sando bounce pass to Krause. 10 on the shot clock. Krause in the corner. There's Sando for a long three that's off the back of the iron. 2 seconds. Long half-court shot doesn't go. And there's the buzzer. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish will go to the locker room with a 7-point advantage. Our halftime score, Sacred Heart 24 and Selmo Myrna 17. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with our halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Tax season, business finances, no problem. Robert Aiken, CPA, in Falls City, is your trusted expert for tax preparation, bookkeeping, and financial planning. Whether you're an individual, small business, or farmer, Bob Aiken provides personalized service to help you save money and stay compliant. With years of experience and reputation for accuracy and integrity, he makes numbers work for you. Less stress, more savings, smarter finances. Contact Robert Aiken, CPA, in Falls City.
Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City is your headquarters for excellent furniture and flooring. Give your home a fresh new look with a complete living room set, bedroom set, recliner, sofa, or dinette set. Your home will look brand new with flooring options too. Free delivery and setup available. Cheney Furniture is definitely the place to go. When you're ready to freshen up your home, shop Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City for the best selection and service around. 0% interest financing also available.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. I'm Randy Gatula, seated courtside alongside John Nixon. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for this presentation of state tournament basketball. Let's look at the numbers here in the first half for the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes. They're led by McKenna Miller with 7 points, 4 points for Kaylee Klein, 2 points each by Lily Horton, Shaylee Coleman, and Rhiannon Myers. From the free throw line, Anselmo Myrna hit 9 out of 13 from the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, they're led by Daisy Witt and Gentry Lechtenberg. They have 8 points each, 3 points for Avery Sandel. Adding two is the freshman, Ryan Westengard. Ellie Jones also with two, and Dorothy Krause has one for their total of 24. The Irish made 7 out of 9 from the free throw line. Score by quarters, Irish were up by 5, 14-9 after one period, and here at halftime, they lead it by 7, 24-17.
Kind of a different style of play by the two teams in the first half, and Stella Murray, 0 of 3 on three-pointers. The Irish have made 3 out of 13 attempts, and total field goal attempts, and Selma Murray just shot the ball 15 times in the ballgame, 4 of 15 from the field. The Irish, 7 out of 33. They've taken 33 shots in the first half.
Well, they
the ballgame.
11 of them in one trip.
Pretty much, yeah.
They got a lot of rebounds and putbacks, and the ball just would not drop, and that kind of inflated those field goal attempts number, didn't it?
But surprising to me, and Selma Murray's out-rebounded the Irish 22-19 in the game so far. So you never know.
Earlier today, the Johnson-Brock Eagles fell to the Guardian Angel Central Catholic Blue Jays, if you weren't tuned in. 53-38 was the final. Johnson-Brock finished the season at 25-2 on the year. John, they lost their first game, lost their last game, but they strung together 25 straight wins in between there. But the Eagles are finished up at 25-2 on the year. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, then Kurt Kilman's going to update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with more state tournament basketball. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
FNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be well above average low temperatures for this time of year as we head through the rest of the work week towards the weekend. Looks like tomorrow the chance for light rain showers will continue all day, and as we head into the night, it may turn over to snow. Average highs around this time of year 49 degrees and average lows around 25 degrees. For tonight, a slight chance of rain showers through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 35 degrees. East-southeast winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Friday, the chance of rain showers will continue into the afternoon under partly sunny skies with a high near 47 degrees. North-northeast winds at 10 to 20 and gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Friday night, a slight chance of rain showers through the overnight may turn over to snow. Under cloudy skies with a low around 23 degrees. north-northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jabe Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
Hey wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's Armbruster's All-Star Performer goes out to Robert Gilkerson of Falls City High School. Robert capped off his outstanding four-year wrestling career with a fourth-place finish at the Nebraska State Championship meet. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations, Robert, and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance, ready to help with your buying or selling of real estate and making sure you have the right insurance coverage. Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance are located at 1608 Stone Street in Falls City. Founded in 1952, they're one of the oldest and largest firms in southeast Nebraska. So when you need to buy or sell real estate, considering a land auction, or need insurance coverage, see the experienced experts at Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance in Falls City.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. It's halftime, 24-17. The Irish leading the Coyotes of Anselmo Myrna here in the Class D2 Girls State Tournament. Earlier this morning in the Class D2 brackets, Wilcox Hildreth upset the number one seeded Shelton 49-40. So number eight upset number one. Wilcox Hildreth advances. In the other side of the bracket, Dorchester escaped with a one-point win over Silver Lake, 38-37. So it's Wilcox Hildreth and Dorchester on the top half of the D2 bracket. The Irish leading here now. The winner of this game will face the winner of tonight's later game between St. Mary's and Archangels Catholic. Who is Archangels Catholic? Well, that's the former Humphrey St. Francis and Lindsay Holy family combined. Same coaches that they always had at Humphrey St. Francis, but now they are Archangel Catholic, located up at Humphrey. Again, at halftime, 24-17 here. Some other scores from this morning and this afternoon in Class C2. We told you earlier that Guardian Angel Central Catholic defeated the number one seed Johnson Brock Eagles 53-38. They will advance to face Elkhorn Valley. Elkhorn Valley beat Cross County 52-32. The bottom half of the C2 bracket saw Crofton over UTAN 53-28, and Oakland Creek got the win over Homer 68-43. So in C2, tomorrow it'll be GACC versus Elkhorn Valley and Crofton taking on Oakland Creek. The winner of this Sacred Heart game will face, as we said, either St. Mary's or Archangel Catholic. That game will be played here at the Devaney Center tomorrow night at 7:45. So hopefully John will be back here for the late nightcap tomorrow night here at the Devaney.
Yeah, it's a couple of late games coming up for the Irish. They keep winning here. D2 get that last game on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's an 8:15 tip-off. So
Yeah, right.
You always
when
call
does that
it,
happen?
Call it 8:15. Now that translates to maybe 9 o'clock if we're lucky. All right, here's the situation. 24-17, Irish up by 7. 5 Irish girls with 2 fouls each. Jones, Lechtenberg, Reschke, Witt, and Sando each have 2 fouls. Going to have to be a little bit careful there defensively.
And the Irish will have the ball. We move to third quarter action once again. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. Dorothy Krause is inbound to midcourt for the Irish. Lechtenberg in the backcourt will bring it up the floor for the Irish. They go right to left here in the second half. Daisy Witt with the basketball. Now Lechtenberg in the paint, off to Krause, 18-footer from the wing, no, rebound Jones, grabbed it away from a Coyote, and then the Coyote took it back. So here come the Coyotes looking to trim into a 7-point.
Gotta watch it, Coyotes.
7-point deficit here. Come the other way, around the right side we go with the basketball to the hands of McKenna Miller. She'll fire a long one. No good. The rebound to Lechtenberg, and she's on the run the other way. Rebound number 8 for the Irish senior. Steps around a defender. A nifty move there. It's up and it's in.
Almost a questionable move, wasn't it, John?
He was hurt double figures with 10 in the ball game. It's 26-17. Sacred Heart. Biggest lead for the Irish has been 10 in the ball game. Off the left side and a long 3. Short, no good by Lily Thornton. Rebound to the Coyotes. They'll give it to Thornton again. Ball blocked by Lechtenberg, and that's foul number 3 on Gentry Lechtenberg.
That's cause for concern here because we're still in the opening minute or so of this second half, and Gentry Lechtenberg, she needs to be on the floor for the Irish to be successful.
Time to just make no sense to me whatsoever to try to block a 3-point shot for anybody.
First free throw is up and good for Lily Thornton there, John. She got the first one.
Thornton's got 3 points in the ball game now. Lead is 8 for the Irish. Second one up. Second one in and out. No good. Lechtenberg will check out, and in comes Elise Reschke. The Irish lose their leading scorer, just over 15 points a game, and their leading rebounder as well.
Puts a big load on the shoulders now of Elise Reschke.
Free throw up and missed it. 1 out of 3, and the rebound comes down to Daisy Witt. If you look at it that way, I guess it's a good foul. They'll get 1 point instead of 3, but you don't want to see Lechtenberg sit. Santa with the basketball for the Irish. Off the right side, Witt. Those two will probably have to go to work here for the Irish. Witt for 3 on the rim, won't go. Inside position again, another rebound brought down. Kaylee Klein this time up the floor to McKenna Miller. Top of the key, working on Witt. Moves in, bounce pass down low, scramble for it. Held ball will stay on the Coyote end here with 22 seconds to go on the shot clock.
6:20 to play here in the third quarter, 26-18, Irish up by 8.
Inbounding from the left side. Looking, they rotate around on the middle and get it in. A nice inbound play. And Rihanna Myers with her first bucket has 4 points a game. 26-20. The Irish have nobody down to inbound it. Coach Sando takes his first time out. Nobody stayed down with Lechtenberg out of the game. Nobody stayed down to bring the ball up. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Tax season, business finances, no problem. Robert Aiken, CPA, in Falls City is your trusted expert for tax preparation, bookkeeping, and financial planning. Whether you're an individual, small business, or farmer, Bob Aiken provides personalized service to help you save money and stay compliant. With years of experience and reputation for accuracy and integrity, he makes numbers work for you. Less stress, more savings, smarter finances. Contact Robert Aiken, CPA, in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
26-20. The Irish have the lead here in the third quarter. Down to a 6-point lead from 10. Police rescue will trigger in this time for the baseline after the Irish took the timeout. One person press being shown by Rihanna Myers. Witt will bring it up the floor for Sacred Heart. To the front court comes the junior point guard, moves around the screen, kicks it out left side to Reschke, goes into Jones. Jones with a nice move around a defender and has her first field goal of the night. And it's now 28-20, Sacred Heart. Coming the other way, the Coyotes, right side in the middle of the floor, Rihanna Myers backing up, guarded by Santa, who went for the steal, came up empty. Takes the ball to Thornton on the right side, now down in the right corner to Myers. Myers with a bounce pass in, knocked away by Witt, and she got either a piece of the arm or got the body.
and a foul on Sagard's point guard at her third. Now D.C. Witt has three. Jeffrey Lechtenberg already on the bench with three. And we still have 5.5 minutes to go, John, in the third quarter.
McKenna Miller will inbound the ball again, this time from the right side. Lob it in, headed for midcourt. And,
she touched the ball and took it across.
I think she had 1 foot across the backboard when she grabbed it, though. I think she's okay. Now with the ball to the front court, Myers with it. Picked up her dribble, needs help, gets the ball away to Miller. Miller will wait. Now she'll dribble, guarded by Krause, drives to the hole, and a foul on Sacred Heart.
Dorothy Krause, they're going to get her. That'll be her third, John.
No, that's her second. Dorothy picks up number two, third foul of the quarter on the Irish, and Miller back to the line. Miller has made 5 of 6, 6 of 7 now with that one. 28-21, Sacred Heart. You can't take everybody out if you're Coach Luke Santa with three fouls at this point. Second free throw is good again, and it's 28-22. Up the front on the right side, Witt. Keeping her dribble to the left side. Down the lane with the left hand up. A lot of traffic. Missed it. Rebound coming down to Klein. The Coyotes pushing the other way. Long cross-court pass. Thornton has it. She throws it. It's wild. It's being chased down and controlled by Myers. Myers goes back, Thornton left side, down on the left wing. Skip it across the floor for three, up, and no good, too strong. Coyote rebound underneath, and traveling will be called as the rebound is grabbed by Coleman. She went across the lane and got called for an extra step.
That was scary because Ellie Jones kind of helped her travel a little bit there, John.
You might tell everybody what a great job I just did when I couldn't see what was happening.
Yeah, you did. Ref stands right in front of us. We got to find a different place for him to stand.
There's Santo around the right side. Pass. Tried to go to Jones. Just taken away. Santo with a dangerous swipe at the ball with two fouls. Thornton to the front court. Leaves it back. Three ball up and too strong. Rebound brought down by the Coyotes. They had it. And a timeout called as the rebounder went to the floor. Coach Tim Kirkman called timeout, saving a possession. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Radio Network.
Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City is your headquarters for excellent furniture and flooring. Give your home a fresh new look with a complete living room set, bedroom set, recliner, sofa, or dinette set. Your home will look brand new with flooring options too. Free delivery and setup available. Cheney Furniture is definitely the place to go. When you're ready to freshen up your home, shop Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City for the best selection and service around. 0% interest financing also available.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Inbound coming for the Coyotes of Anselmo Verna. Everybody lined up across the court on the baseline. Triggered in to the right side. They go into Miller, and she mishandled the pass. Went off her hand. She's getting ready to make a move. The ball went right off her hands out of bounds.
An unforced turnover. That's got to be frustrating for the Coyotes.
Halfway through quarter number three. Witt, top of the key. Right side to Krause on the elbow. Driving in. Throws it up short. Foul on the rebound. And they're going to call that a shooting foul.
Yeah, Krause will be at the line to shoot two shots. I didn't see who they got.
I didn't either. I was so surprised they called at that point. Coleman with the foul, 15. Free throw is good for Dorothy Krause. 2 for 3 now. I thought there was going to be a rebounding foul as late as that whistle came, but you'll take it if you're the Irish. 29-22, 30-22 as Dorothy Krause steps up and knocks down a pair. Sagan Hart up by 8, 30-22 to the front court comes Thornton off the left side to Miller. Cross court Thornton for 3 from the elbow. Too long. Rebound to D.C. Witt. They have not made a 3 ball yet. They were 0 for 3 the first half. They've missed at least that many here in the third quarter. Witt down the lane to the corner. And Reschke for 3, a little strong. And the ball rebounded by Sheely Coleman on the weak side. Now up the floor the other way. Myers with it. She waits. Inside, Miller drives in. Oh, they got her. I think it's on Hallie Jones.
Oh, Jones was in the area. Yes, it is. Ellie Jones now has three. D.C. Witt has three. Gentry Lechtenberg has three. And we still have 3:21 to go in the third quarter.
And Miller's not the person to foul. Well, she did miss one there.
The old radio announcer shakes.
She was 7 out of 8 prior to that one. Now 7 out of 9.
Ryan Westengaard back in the lineup now replacing Ellie Jones. Jones sets down the freshman. Westengaard back on the floor.
All right, ready again is McKenna Miller, 5'8 senior. It's up. It rattles out of there. And D.C. Wood is taking over the rebounding duties for the Irish here. She's got the last couple on the defensive end. Wood up the floor, guarded by Miller. Off the left side, Sando. Trying to get loose. She'll drive. She'll float. She'll shoot and be fouled. We'll go to the line. Two shots coming for Avery Sando. The foul on Thornton, Randy.
That's her second personal. Team foul number two of the period here on the Coyotes.
Sando the line for the first time. Has a three ball in the ball game. It's up. It's short. No good. Have you got this much foul trouble for the Irish? You need to knock down these free throws. Coach Luke Sando called his other four players over to have a word while Avery was shooting that first one. Second one on the way up for the junior is good. And the Irish are up now 31-22. So, foul trouble mounting, but so far the Irish maintaining their lead. Ball tipped by Sandra, knocked away. Sandra's got the steal and on the run the other way. Chasing her down, and they foul her coming from the side. It's as intentional a foul as you can get, although they won't call it in that situation. Sando will go back the line to shoot two more here.
Was it Thornton? Did they get?
I don't know. She's in the game. I think 10, maybe. Free throw hangs in there. It's her to come out, but stayed in there. 22 and 24 each had two. One on 21, yeah. One on 20. So it's on Gracie McIntyre, number 20. Free throw, no, and Sando reaches in, no, trying to get the ball stolen back. Nearly had a jump ball, but here comes the Coyotes the other way. Sando again, playing aggressive defense. Pass tipped out of the right side with the ball now Myers. Myers to Miller inside, and a deflection by Westengaard out of bounds underneath the basket with 19 seconds on the shot clock.
Ryan Westengaard, the freshman, getting right in there, mixing it up,
John. Inbounding the ball will be Riley Schmidt. She'll bring it in. Free throw the line to Myers. Myers moving left. Gives it off. Now Miller just inside the three-point stripe. Up, no good. Rebound to the Irish. Witt coming out of there with it once again.
Fun to see Witt jump up there and take over the rebounding.
Up the board, D.C. Witt. Sando, three ball left side. Buries it. That's a big one. That's eight for her. And the Irish are up 34-22. 35-22, their biggest lead of the game. And away we go. Tipped by Kraus. Went around the backside to try to get it back. And now we come the other way with it. The Coyotes down to the right baseline with Schmidt. To Miller. Three ball up and no. Rebound underneath. Put back is up and good by Keely Kine. She's got six. It's 35-24, the Irish lead. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. Top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City and Auburn. Driving in, Sando cut off, gets the ball away to Kraus. Kraus in the free throw circle, off to Witt. Daisy spins, gets tangled up with the Coyote. Paw there, gets the ball away to Reschke. Nine on the shot clock, and now moving. Reschke in the paint, stripped to the ball, but we get a whistle. We have a foul, which will let the Irish keep possession of the ball. Foul on McKenna Miller.
Now Miller has three.
Three team fouls, and the Irish get a new clock, 35 seconds on the shot clock.
Some new players in here. I don't believe we've seen yet tonight. Here's Haley Miller
in. 5'5 junior. Back in there as well, McIntyre. I think she's been in. Witt will take it out to the top to Kraus. Big step up, gives it off to Witt. Thought about it, didn't. Back and in. In the paint, right hand underneath. Up and good for D.C. Witt. She's in double figures with 10. It's 37-24, the Irish lead.
Well, it's got to be encouraging to Luke Sando, his players on the bench, and they're extending the lead here.
Yeah. It's got to be very disheartening the other end. Thornton for three, missed everything. Comes down, and D.C. Witt grabs up. I'll give her a rebound. even though it didn't hit anything. It was a shot. The other way, Witt, top of the key. Gives the ball off to Westengaard. The Irish gonna play a little weave out top here. Reschke with it. Right side, Kraus looking to attack. Down the right side, cut off. Bounced away from her. She got it back. And now Stano for three. Up and no. Hit the rim, went up to the backboard and came down. And it'll be a rebound to the cut. Boy, that looked good when she let it go. Here's a steal by Kraus on a long pass. Taking it in. One on three all the way in with the left hand. No. Rebound. Sando and Kraus fall out of bounds on top of each other with the ball going to the Coyotes.
Boy, they were one layup from blowing this thing open here, John.
And I was afraid she was going to get hammered on the run out that time by the defender.
22 seconds left to go here in the period, John.
13-point advantage for the Irish. They led by 7 at halftime. Off the floor with the basketball, Lily Thornton. 10 on the clock as we come up ahead. Now pass the ball around. Thornton again. Come to the right side and a long three on the way up. Short, no good. Rebound batted around and a putback, no good by Coleman. And that will end the third quarter. Despite piling up fouls by Cordwood, the Irish extend the lead to 13 after three. And we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Irish turned a 7-point lead at halftime into a 13-point lead at the end of three, and they did it with two starters sitting on the bench most of the period. Gentry Lechtenberg, most notably, also Hallie Jones was on the bench. They're, of course, back into the ballgame now with 8 minutes left to play in the 13-point lead. Inbounding the ball is Dorothy Kraus. Gets it into Daly Witt. Stacey Witt. Stacey across the timeline. Bounce pass left side to Sando. Sando gets knocked to the floor, and a whistle and a foul is going to go on Thornton.
Thornton will pick up her third, and of course the first foul of the fourth quarter on the Coyotes.
7:51 to go in this one. Irish up by 13, 37-24. First round action, Class D2 Girls State Basketball Tournament. Inbound to Witt. Lob pass under the bucket. Lechtenberg in traffic. Boy, she drew a lot of traffic and got her traveling.
Must have been. I couldn't see the official that made the call down there. That has to be what it was.
Well, three defenders collapsed on her, and she ended up traveling with the ball. Myers on the dribble now into fourth court at the top of the free throw circle to the right side to Thornton. Thornton on the right elbow, back to Myers, ball nearly taken away. This is Miller with it inside the free throw circle, kicks it into the corner, back it comes to Miller. 10-foot jumper, up and good. Nice shot by McKenna Miller. Miller's in double figures, she has 11 now in the ballgame. And the lead is down to 11, 7:19 to go. Dacey Witt brings it all the way to the right side of the free throw circle, left side of the lane, kicks it to the corner to Sando. Sando had an open look, almost has the ball slapped away from her. It's getting physical now, John. Sando takes it in for the lay-in. Up and good for Avery Sando. Sando's in double figures. She's got 10 points. 39-26. The lead is back to 13. Here comes Miller to the corner. Baseline right side. Beats it inside the paint. Thornton top of the key back to Miller. Miller right elbow. Shot up and off. No good. And the rebound to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg starts down the court. She's stripped of the basketball, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Coyotes. Irish will keep the basketball.
And Irish switched up to a zone on the defense, trying to keep everybody out of more foul trouble. And If they're going to try to make the Coyotes shoot them out of it, you're going to feel pretty good. They haven't made a three yet today.
6:39 to play in the ballgame. Irish by 13, 39-26. Krause to the near side, comes to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg spent most of the third quarter on the bench. Takes it in for the driving lay-in up and good. Gentry Lechtenberg, 12 points now in the ballgame. And the lead is 15, the biggest lead of the game, John, for the Irish. Make a note of that. It's 6:20 to play, a 15-point Irish lead. In the corner, right side with the ball is Thornton. Bounce pass goes into traffic. No place to go there for Myers. She's going to be tied up. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Coyotes.
19 seconds on the shot clock as they inbound the ball here.
And Selmo Myrna will play it in baseline right side under their own basket. To the top of the key, it comes up to Coleman. Back to Miller. Miller tied up. Ball grabbed by Jones. Uh-oh. Whistle and a foul on the Irish. Who are they going to get?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's going to be about the lightest foul we've seen today. Call on Avery Stando. That'll be Avery's third. Well, she don't want to be left out of the
everybody else has got three. Might as well join the club. There's a set shot 8 feet away. Up and good by Rhiannon Myers. Myers put it down. She's got six. And the lead is back to 13. Under 6 minutes to go. 5:57. Clock is running. Dacey Witt works the dribble around two defenders. Hands it up to Lechtenberg. There goes Lechtenberg. Oh, almost got knocked down to the top of the key on the right elbow. Back out it comes to Witt. Witt being chased by Miller. Jones sets a pick for her. Here comes Lechtenberg in the paint for the floater. She'll be fouled and we'll put Gentry Lechtenberg back to the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
That foul will go on Myers. Rhiannon Myers picks up her third and the second foul of the quarter on Coyotes.
Gentry Lechtenberg, 4 out of 5 from the line so far, has 12 points in the game. This one is up and good. Now 5 out of 6 from the charity stripe. Into the ballgame, Elise Reske checks in, replacing Dorothy Krause now for the Irish. Boy, those were some big minutes there from Weston Guard and Reske, weren't they, in that quarter?
They certainly were.
Second shot is up and good also for Gentry Lechtenberg. Got it down. 43-28. That equals the biggest lead of the game once again for the Irish, up by 15 with 5.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. This is McKenna Miller with the basketball for the Coyotes. Flips it down into the corner left side to Myers. She holds the ball a minute, and the ball stolen away by Hallie Jones. Down court, ball nearly knocked away. Great job by Reske to maintain her composure and hang on to the basketball. Gives it off to D.C. Witt. Irish with a 15-point lead. We're nearing the 5-minute mark to go in the ballgame. Inside to Jones in traffic. Shot is up. Got it. Nice, strong move to the basket by Ellie Jones, and she's got 6 points. Jones just took it right into the teeth of the defense and powered it up and put it in the hole. 4:52 to go in the ballgame. Timeout taken, Coyotes. Irish up 45-28. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Alongside John Nixon, courtside here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Kurt Kilman back at the Sunny 101.3 control board, our producer engineer. John, during the open for the game, they said, now we go courtside. You can't get any more courtside than we are here at the Devaney. We are literally 3 feet off the edge of the court at midcourt. This is as much a part of the action as you could possibly get.
Or want to be.
Or want to be.
In the Big Ten Tournament, Illinois leading Nebraska women 63-61 with 3:42 to go in that game.
Oh, that's a dandy going. Back here at the Devaney Center, 45-28. Irish with their biggest lead of the game, up by 17. Coyotes have the basketball. Lily Thornton puts it into the corner, feeds it down to Myers. Myers holds the ball a minute, now comes back up to Thornton. Thornton at the head of the key goes into Miller in the paint. Miller almost lost the handle on it, I think. There's Fishville in front of me. Thornton with a long three that's off. Got her own rebound. Takes it to the left corner. Gives it to Miller. Bounce pass baseline corner right side. Ball taken away and stolen by Avery Sando. Sando going one-on-one with Miller down the court. Miller knocked the ball away from her, and Sando clears it back up top to Lechtenberg. Across court to Dacey Witt, coming up on the four-minute mark. Witt with the basketball. You know, the Irish can maybe afford to slow things down a little. Here's Sando for three, in and out. You've got a 17-point lead with 4 minutes to play. There's no rush to put the ball up.
Don't need to hurry.
No, not use that 35-second shot clock. Across court, Miller. Miller has it on the left side of the lane. Tries to go to the baseline, forces up a shot, got her own rebound. Tried to put it over to her teammate on the right side, went between her legs. The ball is grabbed up by Myers. Myers is going to try a long three and got it. Brianna Myers hit the three. That's the first three in the ballgame, John, for the Coyotes. It comes with 3:35 to play in the ballgame. The lead is 45-31. There's Sando for three. Got it. He answered that one. Avery Sando, the junior, says, "How's that, Dad?" Luke standing over on the sideline, smiling with approval as that one dropped. Back to a 17-point lead as we near the three-minute mark of the ball game. There's a three from the corner that's off the glass on the rebound to Lechtenberg. There's no reason for the Irish to hurry here, John.
That's their DNA, though.
I know, but they're up now with 3 minutes to go and a 17-point lead. Sandel's going to draw another three. Off no good. Rebound. Lechtenberg follow shot. Up and good. They're just going to keep the pedal to the metal here, it looks like, John. Timeout taken once again with 2:47 to go in the ballgame. 50-31. Sacred Heart with their biggest lead yet, up by 19. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoreboard here at the Bob Devaney Center shows 2 minutes 47 seconds left to play in regulation of this Class D2 girls first round game. The Sacred Heart Irish with a 19-point commanding lead now, up 50-31. And how crucial was it, John, back in that third quarter when Luke Sando had to send a couple of his starters out in foul trouble and all the reserves did was came in and built it up to a 13-point lead?
They did well. I mean, they didn't score so many points, but they held the other team down to just seven.
Here comes Rhiannon Myers with the basketball for the Coyotes to Thornton. To the right side, back it goes to Myers in the paint. Fall away shot, Miller. Off the glass, no. Rebound, Lechtenberg. And now the Irish can definitely afford to slow things down. Dacey Witt gets the pass into forecourt. Works to the right elbow. Reverse dribble. Comes to the top of the key with the left-handed dribble. They're running a weave now at the top of the key.
Oh,
Avery Sando getting beat up on by Miller. No whistle. Feeds it into the corner to Elise Reske. Reske comes up with it to Jones. Here comes Lechtenberg. She kicks it out to the left side. Lechtenberg goes to the floor. She will be fouled.
And Lucy says, "I want to shoot."
Yeah. I don't think we've got a shooting foul. It's going to be on Lily Thornton, her fourth personal. It'll just be the Irish basketball. They'll play it in with a fresh shot clock at 35 seconds. Dacey Witt to lob it in. 2:09 to go in the ballgame. There's Sando for three. Got it. Avery's feeling it over here right now.
Go ahead. Tell her she shouldn't be shooting those.
That's her fourth one of the night. 53-31, the Irish are going to advance, John. We'll be back here tomorrow night for semifinal action. Miller with the ball. Be sure and stay with us for the postgame. There's Miller's shot up. Off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Kaylee Klein. Klein's got 8 points. Under 2 minutes to play. 1:39 to go. Witt in backcourt. Being harassed by Miller. She gets it across the timeline. Dribbles away from Miller. Gives it back to the top of the circle to Lechtenberg. 1:29 to play. Irish up by 20.
Lexenberg feeds it to the corner. Shadow for three. Got it. Avery is putting exclamation point after exclamation point on this ball game. Dumping in the threes. Timeout taken with 1:20 to go. We'll be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Hey wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's Armbruster's All-Star Performer goes out to Robert Gilkerson of Falls City High School. Robert capped off his outstanding four-year wrestling career with a fourth-place finish at the Nebraska State Championship meet. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations, Robert, and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Coach Trent Kirchman is waving the white flag here, John.
Avery Santa with five threes in this ballgame just tied the school record for most three-pointers made in a single season for the Irish girls. Tying Abby Magdan to 66 for the season.
All right, sub-checking in. Let's see what we've got on the floor for the Irish here now.
Sagerhart's got Emily Tubbs in the ballgame.
Maya Doherty's out there.
Santa's in there. Westengard stays in and Rushdie.
There's a three from the left elbow off. No good. Rebound pulled out under the bucket. Down court with it comes Elise Reske. There's only nine players in uniform, so there's not a lot of subbing to do here. Westengard with the basketball. Ryan, the freshman, feeds it to the left elbow. Comes over to Emily Tubbs with the ball. In the Santo, underneath, shot off the glass. Oh, would not go. But, man, Maya Doherty was maybe going to get in the scorebook there, but couldn't get it to drop. 47 seconds to play. There's a pass goes out of bounds. Irish get it back. Be sure and keep your radio tuned right here at the end. We're going to have a post-game wrap-up show for you. Run down the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite player did in tonight's game. There's a big round of applause for Avery Santo when she goes to the bench. Irish fans are on their feet applauding her. Dorothy Krause across the timeline, got the inbound pass from Westengard, works to the right side, goes to Westengard, and Ryan Westengard tries to go up with a shot on the right side baseline. She will be fouled, and we're going to put the freshman to the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Mallory Bartak with the foul.
34 seconds to play. Ryan Westengard at the line, shooting two, up and oh, in and out of there. It bounced around a couple of times and then jumped out. She's in the scorebook for the state tournament. The freshman has 2 points on that putback earlier in the ballgame. Westengard's second free throw is up. This one is good. She put that one in. She's got three in the game, and suddenly you look up, John, and it's a 24-point lead for the Irish. 29 seconds to go. With the ball on the near side, Kenzie Russell handles it now. Some freshmen getting some playing time here in the state tournament. There's a long three, left elbow, rimmed in and out. Tipped away, out of bounds. It went off of the Coyotes. Touching it last was Tinley Potter down there, another freshman. And now the Irish can just come up and dribble this puppy out. Dorothy Krause, with 15 seconds on the clock, brings it across the timeline. They can stand out here and dribble it out if they want. Krause is going to take it in. Puts it to the baseline. Westengard with a shot that's up. Follow shot, Westengard won't go. Rebound comes down to the Coyotes. There is a buzzer and the ball game. And the Sacred Heart Irish will advance tonight with a huge win over the Coyotes of Anselmo Murda. Your final score, Sacred Heart 57, Anselmo Murda 33. Stay with us. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Be back with the postgame show right here on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Radio Network.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dense Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dense Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln, where your Sacred Heart Irish have just posted a 57-33 win over Anselmo Myrna, and they advance to the semifinals of the D2 Girls State Tournament tomorrow night. I believe that's a 7:45 tip-off.
Yes.
Tomorrow evening, the late game here back at Devaney. Let's take a look at the numbers for Anselmo Myrna. Leading the scoring was McKenna Miller. She had 11 points in the game. Rhiannon Myers finished with 9. Kaylee Klein had 8. 3 for Lily Thornton and 2 for Shaylee Coleman for their total of 33. Free throw shooting for the Coyotes, they made 12 out of 20. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 3 players in double figures. Avery Sandel leading the way and setting some 3-point records in route to it. Ended up with 19 points tonight. Gentry Lechtenberg, despite setting out nearly the entire third quarter, finished with 16 in the game. Daisy Witt, also in double figures, she finished with 10. Ellie Jones chipped in 6. 3 tonight for Ryan Westengard and 3 for Dorothy Kraus for their total of 57. From the free throw line, not a bad night. 14 out of 19 from the charity stripe. Score by quarters, 14-9. Irish up by 5 after 1. They held a 7-point advantage at halftime, 24-17. And then, John, the all-important third quarter, Ryan Westengard and Elise Bresky had to come into the ballgame with Gentry Lechtenberg and Hallie Jones on the bench in foul trouble. And all the reserve did was took a 7-point lead and build it to a 13-point lead. At the end of the third period, it was Sacred Heart 37 and Selma Myrna 24. From there, the Irish just overpowered the Coyotes and went on to post the 24-point win. 57-33, your final. The Irish with the win here in the Class D2 state tournament. John, you've got some stats.
Well, just some of the numbers. Despite being out-rebounded 40-32, the Irish get the win. The Irish, the big stat for me is the turnovers. And Selma Myrna turned it over 20 times. The Irish had just 6 turnovers in the game. So 20-6 in the turnovers. The Irish had 14 steals in the ball game and just 2 for Anselmo Myrna. And the Irish had the 3-point line tonight, 7 out of 22, and Anselmo Myrna made just 1 out of 16 in the ball game. So the Irish took advantage of those bigger numbers. 6 more 3-pointers, 14 or fewer turnovers in the game, and those are huge numbers.
All right, John, with the win, the Irish will advance to the semifinals tomorrow night, 7:45 here at the Devaney Center. They're going to play either St. Mary's or Archangels Catholic, and we mentioned earlier that's the old Humphrey St. Francis Lindsay Holy Family combination called Archangel Catholic now out of
Humphrey.
Actually the town of Humphrey and Lindsay.
Yeah,
Humphrey and Lindsay. But that's who they will play tomorrow night at 7:45, one of those two teams. Well, a tough morning for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They came up on the short end, 53-38. Tough outing yesterday for Diller Odell as they fell to Elm Creek, 60-44. So those
Those schools ended their season. The Irish keep the season alive, and now we know, John, that we'll be back at least for two more days, either in a championship game on Saturday or a third-place consolation game on Saturday with the Sacred Heart Irish. So your final thoughts on this one, John?
It surprised me a little bit, the margin of victory, but the Irish came out. They played well. I think experience was a big part of the ball game. The Irish were here all the time, and Selmerna only here twice this century. That all plays into it.
And so fun to see him end on such a positive note with Avery Sando heating it up there with 11 points in the fourth quarter, three threes, and you mentioned a record-setting performance now for career threes at Sacred Heart for Avery Sando, and that's got to make you smile.
Oh, certainly does. Certainly does. So a big one tomorrow night. Won't be easy with these two teams playing in this next game. We'll see what happens here, and we'll find out. We'll be back on the air tomorrow night.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of state tournament basketball. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you tonight with the final score here at the Bob Devaney Center, the Sacred Heart Irish 57 and Selmerna 33. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been enjoying state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.